Blog Talk Radio.
First time high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how. Feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, ooh, and I'm feeling good. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Welcome to the show. Can a player play your boy Pretty Tony in the building? Ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Nina Simone. If y'all don't know about her, I suggest you get to know her. She always moves me, and I have a deep love for that song. K. Diddy, what's good, brother?
What's going on, man? Just riding through to add my little two cents to the what's going on today.
Absolutely. Today's show is called Do You Know How I Feel? And that's why I kicked it off with Nina Simone. You know what I mean? When we ask that question, a lot of times we say things and we do things, and a lot of us, and probably all of us, don't take into account how the next person feels. And sometimes you get beat down to the point where you don't understand some things, and sometimes you beat somebody down. Do you truly know how they feel? Do you truly know how your child feels when you tell the child that he or she ain't never going to be nobody like their daddy or their mama? Do you know how your significant other feels when you're constantly one of them women who is constantly just riding on a brother, riding on a brother? And are you one of those brothers who are constantly trying to break down your significant other? Are you one of those brothers who just want to keep taking and taking and give nothing in return. Do you know how they feel? Do you even stop to question that some of the things we let roll off our tongues cut people so deep in their soul that they can't bounce back? That's why today's show is called, Do You Know How I Feel? Lady Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, darling. I'm here. Always.
Wonderful. It is always a pleasure to have you.
I wonder, is all of you there?
Say what?
I just asked, is all of you there?
Yeah, I'm all here, baby. You all there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm all here too, baby.
You know, Lady Joy and K. Diddy are a good example of Do You Know How I Feel, because they always cutting each other up on this show. But the difference is, at the end of the day, it's still all love.
Yeah, we love each other. Can't stand you monkey ass, but I love you.
Yeah, I can't stand you either, because you don't appreciate a good sardine and by any sauce.
Whatever, dude. Okay.
You have to expand your culinary skills.
Not to know damn sardines and vienna sauce. It's been there, done that many years ago. Okay, and you still lost in the past. But that, you know.
Yeah, you just don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I know. Then she wait, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Like I said, I kicked off the show, man. The switchboard just lit up. So I'll do my welcome to everybody out there. You know, we kicked off the show with the legendary Nina Simone. Hell, I might even play her again because I love that woman's voice. But, hey, I'll get back to that. It's all about, do you know how I feel? Things we say, the things we do, do we take other people into account, or it's just all about us? The sun just rise and set on us, everything we do. But do we take the next person into account? Do you take your child into account when you start a new relationship, and this is like your seventh relationship, and the child is looking like, who's this, my new daddy again?
My new uncle daddy.
Yeah, my uncle daddy. Do you take that, how that child feels, into account? Do you ladies take into account when you're constantly chopping up a brother and emasculating him and breaking him down? Do you fellas take into account when you're constantly riding on your significant other and just beating her down, not with your fist but with your tongue, but because you're not hitting her with your hand, you don't see the damage that you're doing? Now, hold on. Somebody wants to jump in already. I don't know who this is, but we're about to find out. 111, what's happening?
Hey, hi. This is Joe from Montana.
Okay, hey, Joe.
Oh, damn, there go the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's happening all the time now, isn't it? Yeah.
There go the neighborhood. There's Joe.
That's
hey,
right.
Joe.
And I'm not selling my house, so deal with it. Hey, Joy, how you doing?
Joe, how are you today, brother? I see you already jumped in. You want to throw your two cents in the fire already, brother?
Yeah, I mean, people have to be very, very careful about what they say. Sometimes the other person they're talking to isn't as thick-skinned as they think. So if they realize that, they have to be careful about what they say. And that's, you know, very important, because you can break somebody down verbally, you know, just as well as slapping them around. But people don't, I don't think people take that in consideration too much when they get mad. When they get mad, they just want to, talk a lot of shit, so.
That's right. We let the emotion, and we let the anger in the situation. And a lot of times, I say this all the time, a lot of things we say we can't take back, no matter how much you apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Because that seed has already been planted. And ain't no taking it back.
Well, yeah, that's where forgiveness comes in. If you know that your partner has a big mouth, yeah.
Hey, but that's the thing, Joe. You know, we always talk about on the show about people that say that they keeping it real, but in actuality they don't really keep it real because that honesty to the core is a little hard to get at, because some people don't know what that whole thing about forgiveness. They don't even have the ability to forgive. Because if you could forgive, you'd be able to move forward and fix some things. But because they don't truly forgive, it never heals.
Yeah. And without forgiveness, the healing can't begin.
Yeah.
Because if the forgiveness doesn't come in, that means the anger and the bitterness is still. It's just like a mother or a father looking at a child saying, "You ain't never gonna be nothing. You just like your daddy, or you just like your mama. You ain't never gonna amount to nothing." That shows that there's some serious underlying issue that ain't got nothing to do with the child. That's stemming from something else that you ain't got truly resolved. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we
got to be careful. We got to take into account how the other person feels, especially, you know what I mean? If it's just something that's just passing through the night, it don't matter how they feel, because they ain't going to be around for long. So one night stands don't count.
You know, Tony, I've just never been able to get past how a parent talks to their child like that. I know it's out there. I've just never been subject to it. And it just really bothers me how a grown person can talk to your child. This is part of your seed. You know, how are you going to talk to them like that? You know, if anything, you're supposed to be uplifting. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's there, and I know it happens every day. But to me, it's just totally beyond, you know, what I can fathom it being like that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Joy used big words in us today about fathom. Suppose a brother can't read.
Okay,
no,
get a book. Shit. No, I'm just saying, you know, I just can't fathom how a person can talk to them.
Oh, damn. We heard it twice, Tony, in 2 minutes.
Whatever. You know. Here we go. Monkey-ass niggas in the room.
Yeah, and this goes about throwing words around, and there she goes.
Exactly. Joe, you know what? You know, I'm really not trying to get into it with you today. I'm just saying, you know, it's just really wrong how some people can treat their own children.
I'm agreeing with you.
And just saying all kind of stupid to them, you know.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying, you know, you're just throwing around certain words. Not fathom. I'm talking about, you know, the N-word.
What, is that too big for you?
Huh?
Is that word too big for you?
No, Joe, he ain't talking about fathom. He's talking about the N-word. He said you threw the N-word out there on him. You know what I mean? You threw the N-word out.
I didn't say no N-word. I didn't say no N-word. I just said,
you know how people say that. You did so.
Well, we dig it, baby. We dig it. We dig it. And you're absolutely right. That's something that I personally feel very deeply about. And even beyond just the children, sometimes when you verbally just beat, like I said, somebody passing through the night, doesn't matter. But even your significant other, when you just verbally, you know what I mean, castrate a dude. I'm telling you, and I'm speaking, I'm sure you're going to jump on the women's bandwagon in a moment.
Of course.
So I'm going to speak for the fellas. When you verbally just chop a brother's nuts off constantly, how do you expect him to be a man?
Well, that same goes with a man browbeating a woman. How do you expect her, you know, to become a woman and stuff? I mean, like, come on. Nobody should browbeat anyone. You know, it's about loving each other. And if you don't have that in your heart, you know, you a screwed up ass wife.
Say that again, Joy.
I said, if you don't have love in your heart for the other person, you are a screwed up ass wipe. Did you hear me this time? Okay.
So I just want to make sure everybody else heard it. I heard it.
Yeah. You have love for each other, you know? And
also,
it's not about browbeating. It's not about browbeating. It's not about none of that shit. It's about, you know, having love for the person that's in your life or the person that you have to deal with, period. You know?
And the key element that I'm so glad you tacked that on the end there, Joy. Somebody that you got to deal with, period.
Exactly.
So whatever is causing the friction, whatever is causing the constant back and forth, we need to address that. Because if you're somebody who I'm basically stuck dealing with for a while, we got to get beyond this. Because who wants to engage in this constant, you know, I mean, back and forth on a daily basis or a weekly basis?
Or
hell,
on
a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a weekly basis, like on Sundays at 5:30.
Hey, what the fuck ever?
Hey.
I think that one was for Joy. I would leave that alone.
No, not for Joy. Miss Love. No. Lady Joy.
And Joy, her name says it all. It's Joy, baby.
That's right, dude. Okay, what's
Joy
with that?
And pain.
Ain't nobody
like sunshine and rain. Joy and pain.
Uh-huh.
This is what happens,
yeah.
Joe. When you get on everybody for 3 weeks in a row, everybody's waiting for you.
Okay.
And matter of fact, and that's funny, we're talking about joy and pain is like sunshine and rain. Because you see, these are just established facts. Every day ain't going to be Christmas. So that's
not
what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because sometimes we talk about this thing, this ain't no fantasy land where every day is going to be perfect and sunny. No, we're going to have days when the rain clouds roll in. The question is, how do we get beyond them? How do we make it through the rainstorm?
Well, Tony, I got this to say. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about dancing in the rain, baby. You heard me?
Oh, damn. Tony. Joy must have got some last night. She
I get some
today.
Every night. I get some every night. You know,
no,
I get some for your monkey ass. Okay.
Girlfriend, right now, all I'm doing is riding on your baggy wag and giving you props, okay? So put the gun and knife down, you know. I'm cheering for you for
Can I put the whip down?
Put it down for 1-2 minutes, because you know I ain't going to like your ass in about another 30 seconds. So
I don't give a flying about that either, you know.
I can care less if you like me
the next 30 seconds or what. Well, I'm just giving you, you know, a point, okay? Like I said, life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about dancing in the rain, huh?
Can I get an amen?
I like that, Joy. We definitely like that one, because you got to dance in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
30 seconds is
you
up.
You got to dance in the rain, because sometimes it's best, because if you don't, you're going to find yourself breaking down crying because so much goes on, man.
Exactly.
Now, you know, especially people that are living a public life.
Mm.
Because I just saw one of my dear friends just chirp in right there, and I know he's going to be trying my man. I see you, Hollywood. I see you, baby. So I know you're going to be bringing us what's going on in the entertainment world and telling us what's coming down. I see you just hanging there. You know what I mean? But right now, we're going to talk about the common folk for a moment. Us
we all come
here in regular life as we're going along in each day. I don't know whose fault it is, you know what I mean, because I'm sure when I say this, Joe going to chime in and let us know whose fault it is already. You know what I mean? But it's
yeah, you know, he's going
to
say it's my fault.
You know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? In a realistic way, women, and I'm going to say on an even scale, women and men, but women seem to think it's okay to chop a brother's nuts off. And we're just supposed to accept it because we're men. And some of that is our fault because of machismo and ego. Maybe they don't think they're bruising us. But every human being walking on the face of this planet has some kind of emotion. The only people who don't are the people that are born with certain chemical imbalances. where they don't deal in emotion. But the rest of us, the other 80% of us, got feelings. And when you say something vicious to a brother, y'all seem shocked when a brother responds as though we're not supposed to respond to you chopping our nuts off.
Tony?
Yeah.
Tony? Okay.
Go
ahead. It works both ways, baby, you know, because I got to keep y'all monkey asses in line and shit.
Well, that's why you're here. Please, by all means, do.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to feel.
Yeah, it works both ways. Yeah, there are some women that like to chop a man's balls off or whatever it is that you're saying. And it, you know, it's called verbal abuse. Okay, and it works both ways. And it shouldn't even happen to nobody. Okay, if you with someone, you have a person in your life that you're digging on and, you know, you're sharing things in your life, what's the verbal abuse about? You know, to me, verbal abuse is because somebody that has no life, they're scared whether it goes female or male. Okay, you are scared. Okay, so the only thing that you can do is like put somebody down because you're already down and you want to drag somebody else with you. Now, that's not what life is about. Okay, if somebody is verbally abusing you, abuse is abuse, whether it's physical or verbal. Verbal starts, okay? Physical follows. You know, if somebody is putting you down and you're not feeling that, move on. Let them go. You know, let them be miserable in their own life because they are already miserable. They want to bring you down. That's not what life is about. Life is about enjoying it. Okay, we only have, our days are numbered here on earth. Okay, so don't let somebody else bring you down because they are miserable. You know, forget that and, like, move on with your monkey ass. If you don't enjoy my company, fuck you because you are missing out. Can I get an amen from the choir up in here?
Right.
Amen, sister. Amen. Those are some strong words.
Meant that, and I said that, and I will say it again. I ain't got a problem with it.
I just want to know how come you saying for the men to move their monkey ass on?
No, I'm just saying anybody, Joe,
mm-hmm.
Before you start talking some stupid shit, I'm talking about people
already.
In general. No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking about people in general, men, women, whoever.
You didn't
okay?
Let me finish.
What?
How come you're saying the men should move their monkey ass on, but when you said anything about yourself, you didn't include
I said,
ass in that?
Like always, your monkey ass ain't listening.
You didn't say anything
I said
about your
anyone.
Monkey ass.
I said anyone. Okay.
No, you didn't say any. Yeah.
What the hell ever,
Negro? You know, you
company.
Only listen with one ear anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Negro, this you monkey ass.
Ring it, bro. I'm scared of your monkey ass. You think because you're in Montana you can talk shit to me?
Joy,
I got it back
Joy.
At you. What?
Hold on, Joy. Hold on.
Okay. I'm here.
Hollywood.
I'm still with you, man. I'm enjoying this. It's almost 6 o'clock down here in Florida. I'm watching the Lakers. They're in a close game in L.A. against Utah. It's tied up, and I told you I was going to call in this week, and I'm enjoying this. I mean, we had a great show a couple weeks ago when I was in Vegas talking about the Jesse James and the Tiger Woods. And Joy, I got to ask you, the thing with Jesse James is. Is it the right things how the chips have fallen now with her adopting the baby and they're going to go their separate ways? What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is everybody got their own damn life they need to lead. I don't know why the hell we're all so fascinated by, you know what I mean, like his actions are far greater than or any worse than any other human being.
It falls into the Tiger Woods thing, okay?
Right, but you know what? Yeah. You made a good point, Joy, when I called it a few minutes ago about abuse and whether it's verbal or physical.
Exactly.
And Tony knows Hollywood very well. I've known Tony almost 10 years now. Right, Tony? And Tony has seen me go through my different relationships, as we would say, with my female lady friends. And, you know, it's the ones that they go crazy or go ballistic on you, and on the verbal and not the physical part. I mean, I've never really had a woman ever hit me. I've had some wanted to hit me, but you know, it's the verbal abuse. And then I know men that are in relationships, and they just take so much shit from their spouse or their girlfriend, and they call me crying the blues, and I'm like, then why are you still with her? Because
Right, exactly,
because I have a saying, and Tony knows.
You should have lit us. You ain't got to be quiet, brother.
Right, and Tony knows this about Hollywood. And it's a firm belief. I tell women this all the time when I meet them, and they're like, "Well, don't you want to have a live-in full-time relationship?" And then, you know, after 2 weeks,
not if somebody's abusing you,
right?
You know,
right,
what's going to be that desperate to have somebody
right,
in your life?
Right. Right. And I say, why would I want to torture myself like that? And I use the word torture. Because
it's
torture, and you know the only thing is you're not strapped down to a chair with leather straps on, and they got your eyes open, and they're pouring stuff in your eyes like that, you know, like when they do in the enemy lines and stuff. But you know, and it works both ways. It really does, and it works for men and it works for women. And I mean, I do. You're right. I know women that are just ball busting bitches, and then I know men that are just, you know, ball busting. Motherfuckers to the women, you know, and the thing is, you know, you have to draw the line. When I see these men just getting verbally abused, I'll be in a restaurant or a club or anywhere, whether it's Florida, Las Vegas, California, L.A., and I'll see these guys just getting fucking hammered by their girl or their girlfriend in a store, and the women are just demoralizing this fucking guy. And he's there, Tony, and he's taking it. And I'm like,
the guy was a gentleman. He was a gentleman.
Well, I know, but at the same time, there comes a point where, you know, you can still be a gentleman, but then you got to know when to walk away, too, man. I mean, you know, am I right? And
yeah,
same thing.
That works on both sides.
Because
walk away.
You know, and I know women that have called me that, you know, that are just very good dear friends of mine that are in abusive relationships, and, you know, and they always end up going back to the guy, and they get the restraining order, and they're calling me to help them. You know, what do you think I should do? And I said, I told you from day one what you should do. You should leave the fucking guy, okay? The guy is bad news, and because it's only going to get worse and worse and worse, and, you know, you can never fix it unless you fix it in the beginning, before it gets to a major problem. And, you know, I mean, people get crazy. And, I mean, and I say women will drive you crazy, and, you know, and men will drive women crazy. So, but the thing is, you have to come to the happy medium and say, okay, do I want to put up with this shit every day, or do
right.
I want to be happy? And you
exactly.
made a very, very good point, Tony. She did. We're saying, you know, when people put you down like that, it's because they're so fucking miserable.
Exactly.
And they're trying to bring you down the black hole with them, right, Joy?
That's right, baby. And I feel that. I feel that, you know, because there's so much misery going on out there, and misery loves company.
Exactly.
If you're in an abusive relationship, whether it be physical or mental or verbal, it's all still abuse, okay?
You got that right.
And you got to have that self-esteem about yourself not to put up with that, you know.
Right, and you know, and
there's so many people, men and women, that are so desperate to be in a relationship. Okay, well, you know, I'll put up with this. Okay, you know, forget that. You know, build
yourself
up.
I mean, Tony, to listen to your show, and this is the second time I've called it, I'm glad that you invited me every, you know, and I want to be, you know, every other week or whatever. I want to at least come in for a couple minutes, but, you know, having a female on your show with Joy, she makes and being a female that stands up and makes it well known to all the listeners that, you know what, you know, hey, this is what I believe in, and this is what's right. And it's not just for the women out there, Joy, she's saying, it's for the men, too.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
if you're gonna be a player, Tony, you gotta be a player, right?
Play it all. Play it all of it.
That's the truth. If you're not a player in the room, not a player, play in the building.
Joe, you got Miley quiet. I keep telling you, still there, brother.
I tell you though, but you guys sound good today, and I'm looking forward to meeting you when I get. I'll be in Vegas in about 2-3 weeks.
Okay,
looking forward to maybe meet. Looking forward to meeting you in person, Big Tony. You know I love you, big fella.
Well,
holla, brother, when you get here. Okay.
Holla, brother, because he agrees with you.
Holla when you get here.
Hey, Joe. Joe, I noticed that too, but I just
you know, right? Holla, brother.
Okay.
Me, I'm the Negro and the Niglet.
Yeah, that's right. Niglet that you are.
Hey, before we get going, ladies and gentlemen, I got to share this song with y'all. We're going to take a quick musical break, and I don't care who get mad. I love this song, and up on Caterpillar Field, we just do what we do.
That's right.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. New life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel.
That's all we all want in this world, just to feel good, man. And on that day when you can get up and have that feeling, when you can wake up and say, freedom is mine. I can say what I need to say and be who I need to be. It's one of the greatest feelings in the world. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? K. Diddy Esquire, Lady Joy, your boy Pretty Tony, come through here every Sunday, 2:30. And represent today, we're talking about, do you know how I feel? We're talking about the crazy stuff we say and do, and you know what I mean? Life is not about tearing people up down, man. It's about building people up, especially that's people you plan on having around you. Because I personally can't deal with nobody that's constantly broken around me. So if you're broken, I'm going to try to help build you. And if I can't help build you, it's best for you that I be around me.
Hmm.
And my lady, Nina Simone, I love that woman. Go ahead, Lady Joy.
That's right, baby. If you can't build it up, just don't say nothing at all. It's about building each other up. And it's so much negativity going on in the world as it is. You know, and I know me and Joe, we have our issues, but I love you, Joe. And I love the fact that we can go back and forth, you know, and me being the female of the group, and I have to keep you nigglets in line.
I got a question, Joy. You know, this one might help the listeners out there too. You know, it's just a question. How would you suggest for anybody that's saturated with negativity to reverse that?
You know what? Okay, Diddy, it might be hard for some people because that's all they know, you know, and just listening to our show, listening to our voice, hopefully it can turn some people around. A lot of people, that's all I know, you know, that's all they know. You know, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be negative, and, you know, and hopefully that's what our show is about. You know, we argue with each other, we kick each other's ass and stuff like that. And you know, we do it in fun and we do it in love. And hopefully, you know, we're able to help somebody out because it's so, you know, the economy brings a lot of people down and we bring each other down. And hopefully, you know, with our format, we can change some people's lives. Even though
yeah,
I can't stand Joe, you know, I can't stand you, Joe, but I love you.
Well, first of all, you and I don't have any issues because you and I kid around, even if we piss each other off for a second.
Exactly.
So a second.
That's what it's about, you know, pissing each other off and bringing some issues to the table.
There's something,
you know?
There's something I want to get into. This term about verbal abuse bothers me. Now, Kay Diddy, you're a lawyer, right?
Hell no.
No. No, I'm a record exec.
Oh,
I do music.
All right, because
I'm World Movement Records over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I've been to your site. I like the Vegas Strip there. So, the thing I don't like about it is, like, for example, Joy and I get into it, but years ago, let's say 50s and 60s.
Yeah, that was flattering. I think I need to be a lawyer. I think I missed my calling, Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have to go back to that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
But here's the thing. If people were listening to me and Joy, they would think it's verbal abuse, okay? And I have a problem with that because people should be able to fight. And if they cut each other down and can forgive each other, years ago it was a fight. But if people were listening to me and Joy, they would say verbal abuse. And if Joy and I were together and if people were listening, they would say, Joy, you should bring him up on charges. Or some guys would say, hey, Joe, you should bring her up on charges. I don't like that shit. People should resolve their own matters. And verbal abuse, if you, for example, the first example Tony brought up about a mother and a father putting down their child, that's verbal abuse, okay? But men going back and forth with their women and women going back and forth with their men, sometimes it's just an outlet. No, it shouldn't be done all the time. But sometimes, because of frustrations being built up, you go at it, and if you can forgive, because if you really know each other, you can forgive and move on. But I have a real problem with verbal abuse as opposed to a fight, because now it takes it to the legal arena, and I don't want the government stepping in for anything. So that's all I got to say about that.
I heard that, Joe. And, you know, you and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, because I can't stand your monkey ass, but I really agree with you on that. I do.
And again, that legal arena is no joke, because nobody wins.
Not at all.
Nobody wins. Just losers.
Because then it becomes domestic violence, and then you lose your children, you lose your pay, you lose your wife,
you lose your life.
Husband. Yeah, so, I mean, hey, there's verbal abuse. I mean, a fight is a fight is a fight. You can walk away from a verbal fight, but if the law steps in, you're not walking away from anything.
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right,
I have a fairly simple. A couple of years ago, I simplified my life. I started thinking about what I don't need and what I do need, and you'd be surprised how many people go through their 30 years old that have never given thought to the necessities of their life. Yeah, we need to drink water and eat food to live and put clothes on to be decent, but I'm talking about in our inner sanctum, what we will permit and what we won't permit. Some of the things that I won't permit, another person will permit. But each one of us individually has to figure out what works for you.
Well, you know how it
now,
is,
if you don't, if you don't figure out what works for you, constant bickering can never be a positive thing. Yes, if there's a back and forth banter, we have to get things off our chest so that we can move on from it. But if we don't get it off our chest and a week later you're going to go back to it, we never resolved it in the first place.
That's right. And you know what they say, Tony, each one teach one.
Absolutely. And we have to grow. So, you know what I mean? A lot of times when I'm having these conversations and I'm talking about these things on these shows, I'm not talking about somebody you met on Friday and by next Friday they're going to be gone. That is an encounter. I'm talking about a relationship, the give and take of it. And if we have children involved and our journey together has come to an end, it is now a journey for the child. If we have a journey together that's come to an end and we still have to deal with each other, we have to find a way to communicate. For you constantly to be nagging me about some yesteryear shit, we ain't never going to go forward. And if we don't have to deal with each other, by all means, say your crazy shit to me. Because all I'm going to say is I don't need to talk to you. I don't have a pick. But if we have things in this life that we've done together and we've built something together, like I said, be it children, be it a life together, we got to communicate. We got to come. And Joe, I agree with you. Once you get the man involved in any way, shape, or form, the man is involved, homie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the man ain't for you or me. The man is for themselves.
You got that right.
Ooh,
straight
judge.
Up. Lawyers, the judge, the damn officer that showed up at the door, all of them ain't about me and you, man. They about them.
All righty.
Hell, the district attorney, yeah, he ain't about you either. Because he's trying to pad his statistics so he'll become attorney general or something. Or a senator or something. Or when he leaves, he wants to have a good conviction record so he can go become a high-priced attorney.
So he can take some steaks home to his fat wife.
Thank you.
Okay.
We got to communicate. So if we can't get beyond the bitterness, whatever that bitterness is, we might as well just strip it all down. If there's a child involved, be like, look, it's as simple as this. On Monday when I pick the boy or the child up, just have them ready. I won't even come to the door. Just have them standing there. I'll pick them up and I'll keep going. So that we can
heard
stop talking in front of this child. You know what I mean? If there's some business we got to do that pertains to both of us, let's just get the business done. It don't make no sense for me to be bickering. And what happens at the end of the day, the business don't get done. If your friends are still my friends and my friends are still your friends, both of us need to come to a mutual agreement. Look, I ain't going to talk about you, and you ain't going to talk about me. I don't know who would have a problem with that. The only way you have issue with that is if you still want to be sitting in the damn bitterness, letting it stew, infect your damn self. Don't drag me in that shit.
Church.
That goes back to the inability to not be able to forgive, forget, and move forward. We're still judgmental, opinionated assholes that are self-righteous in our own bullshit that we cannot let go of that dumb shit for the best interest.
Ooh, did he get profound?
He gets profound every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not listening, Joy. You just didn't listen, that's all.
I heard it.
But
you
She never listens.
Hold I'm on, trying to get a man on. A compliment. You over there in Montana, no black people have an ass and shit. Okay, I'm trying to get a man some props.
Hold
okay,
on.
So don't start no shit
on.
With
hold
me.
Hold on, hold on. Hey, nigga, this is for you, brother.
Whatever.
And this is for you, Joy. Wah, wah, wah.
That cat is all up in your ass first, okay?
Woo-hoo. Hey, ladies and gentlemen out there, listen, I want y'all to see how quick we can go from prolific to ghetto as hell up on here.
No, you're right. No, I can't stand your monkey ass, but I love you, bro. I can't stand your monkey ass, but I love you, okay? This is what we do.
Oh, baby, this show was so worth it to come here and get
cut
out by Joy.
Back at you all up in your parts, okay?
Hey, where else can you get verbal abuse long distance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, that you called in for.
Yeah,
that you called in for.
That's right. I keep coming back, so something's all right.
Whatever.
Now that's some sick shit right there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's because I understand. So, Tony, to answer your question at the very beginning, what do we do about something like this? First off, when people have their own shit that they can't get away from because they're mentally unstable, you can't do anything about it. You have to set boundaries, and you have to say, you know what, I was falling in love with you, or I fell in love with you, but we can't get beyond this. You are not cooperating with me, or maybe it's partially my fault too, but we can't get beyond this. I set my boundaries. You've gone beyond those boundaries, and now we have to separate. And I think the world being the way that it is, a lot of times you just can't repair a relationship in which one person just doesn't want to move forward. They're stuck, and you just gotta say goodbye.
Hmm. You're right about that, dude.
There you go, and that's the sad part about it.
Yeah.
That is the sad part about it. But look, y'all stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. Joe from Montana, K Diddy Esquire, Lady Joy. We'll all be right back. Don't you go nowhere. Stick and stay.
Laying in my bed and you're gone. Though I was blinded by the dark, I let your love just guide my heart to you. What am I to do?
Welcome back to the show. Can I play a play? K Diddy Esquire, Lady Joy, your boy Pretty Tony, my man Joe from Montana, chilling in the wings right now. I'm gonna let him in a moment. We're talking about, do you know how I feel? We're discussing the things that happen during the course of relationships, whether it's a male-female relationship, father-son relationship, mother-daughter, whatever it is, the things that comes rolling out of off our tongues. The actions that we take, do we take the other person's feeling into account? And why is it that, you know, sometimes things of such a dysfunctional nature just keep rolling on and on and on and on? And that's what we're talking about today. And first of all, I'd like to make it clear, we ain't judging nobody. We're just observing. You know what I mean? A lot of people say and do things for different reasons, but nothing good ever comes of constantly beating your man down verbally. Nothing good comes of a man constantly verbally taking his woman apart. Are there going to be arguments? Of course, every day in Christmas, but at the same time, it's not supposed to be on a daily basis.
Right.
There's nothing healthy about arguing every day. There's nothing healthy about you calling me stupid on a daily basis. I'm worthless, no good. Your last boyfriend used to do this. Your last boyfriend used to. Well, why the hell you ain't with that Negro no more?
Okay.
Or you constantly telling this woman this and that, this and that. You know what I mean? She tell you she got an idea. You shut her down before she can even speak. Her creativity might not be your creativity. And especially you parents, I'm going to get off us grown folks for a minute. If a child's creativity or their talents lie in a department that's not yours, don't beat them down. Encourage that. Because when you take that away from the child becomes disillusioned. But because it doesn't fit into your little box, you got this and that to say about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not taking this child's feeling into account. Just like, you know, a man and a woman constantly, you know what I mean, back and forth. We got sometimes, like I always said, it's a lot of things we can say we cannot take back. And Joe, you're back in the room with us, brother, because, you know, I see you right there. And as a matter of fact, I want to thank you. You've been a colorful addition to the show, my brother.
Hey, yeah, real
you get
colorful.
Joy going. You get joy going, boy.
I know. All I do is say hi, Joy, and all of a sudden it's, yeah.
No, no, baby, it's not like that. All I have to say is, like, hi, Joe, and you go off and stuff. But that's okay. That's what we do. We go off on each other.
Oh, that's
I know
polite.
You like me.
Yeah, I do like you. I think you're cool people.
Yeah, I like you too, boo.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is about parents, they have a tremendous responsibility, and that's a pure demonstration of how people are stuck in their own stupidity. How can you do that to your own child? Somebody explain that to me, outside of mental illness.
I could explain it to you. Stupid people do stupid shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what?
Stupid people do stupid shit.
It doesn't matter if it's your own seed, you know, because some people, they don't even realize that's their own seed that they're putting down. So, therefore, that means you have a negative outlook on your own self. Okay? You're putting down your own seed, so you have no respect for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I want to throw my two cents in on the whole stepfather and stepmother situation because a lot of times...
It doesn't even... Tony,
yeah.
Tony.
Say that again?
Tony, it doesn't
yeah.
even need to be step anything, stepfather, stepmother. It's not even about that. It can be total blood relationship that they do that.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be step.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Either or. Either or. And that's why I made sure I threw them in the mix, too, because a lot of times they're involved. And, of course, I'm talking about direct lineage, the blood. You know what I mean? The father taking out the frustrations on the daughter or the son because of the mother's action or the mother taking it out because of the father's actions. These children are not involved. They're innocent bystanders. They didn't
have to be here. The child might even look too much like the daddy and the mama take it out on them.
Oh,
absolutely.
You know what? Looks ain't got nothing to do with it, bruh. Okay, we're talking blood here. But then, you know, we're dealing with your monkey ass, so.
I see kids getting physically abused all the time because they remind them of the other parent, Joy. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just going by what you're saying, bruh, as always.
Well, that's what I said.
And don't worry, Joe, I'm not going to
We covering all the bases today. We touching in all of that, man, because, you know, Joy said it earlier, and I'm going to repeat it because it's something I say all the time. Our time here on this planet is really not that long to be engaged in a constant, miserable scenario.
Battle. Exactly.
And can I add, Joy is going to be a lot shorter if she keeps pissing me the hell off.
I'm scared of your monkey ass, okay? Get you and the slimy ass horse your monkey ass throw in on what?
Oh, God. Now I know why I keep
I don't know why
back.
Y'all riling her up. I don't know why y'all riling her up.
That's what they do. That's what they do. You know, they think I'm scared of their monkey ass. I'm scared of none of y'all nigglets, okay? So bring it.
Good boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all take something away from the show. Man, we're just out here talking about these things because, you know,
Where are my tweeters at? Where are my tweeters?
You know you need support now.
I don't need no support from your black ass.
Oh, no, let me jump on
Twitter. We were doing this before your black ass came
on. Where are my tweeters?
You know what? We were doing this before your silly ass got involved, okay? And I always ask Tony, where my tweet is at? Where the chat room at before you got involved?
Where are my tweeters? Yeah.
Right now, all we're talking about on Twitter is the Lakers, both Kobe. One guy, screw the Lakers. Another, they're talking about stop hating on the Lakers. It's a whole lot of Laker talk on Twitter right now.
Okay,
you
and that's
I mean?
Not even what we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Forget the Lakers for now. We're talking about something really deep here. We're talking about...
Well, yeah. More important, that's going to surpass the Lakers and what they're doing right now.
Yeah, Kobe's going to be around for a while. Right now, this show's only once a week.
Okay.
You know, for everybody that'll check the archives, take something good away from the show. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, let me do the quick little... World Movement, and I mean www.worldmovement.com, the name of the site, the music, the books, just about everything, the showcase. We've got a whole lot going on over there. Make sure you check it out.
And
Lamont at worldmovement.com. And, of course, make sure you join Miss Joy LaShawn.
That's right.
Live. What days are you on, Joy?
No.
I'm at two radio stations. So how many people can say that? I'm at X Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, playing independent music. Tony, you need to get with me so we can do that thing. And I'm also at Power 88 on Saturdays, 3 to 7. You know, and I do shout-outs for all my folks, even you, Joe.
Don't mention me in any of your shows.
Whatever. Okay. You ain't got to be mentioned, bruh. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Because don't nobody miss your ass anyway.
And if anybody can't take anything good away from this show, at least please take
Joe, it. Your shout out might have came with my shout out, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know, because both of you and I would be mentioned in the same breath, and the daggers would be hitting both our backs.
Axel Productions in the chat room says, my opinion is this. Unless you know who you are and know what you don't want in your life, how can you respect anyone else's passions, desires, or dreams?
Thank you.
Let alone your children's feelings. You know what I mean? That's from Axel Productions in the chat room. Okay, we can dig that, Axel. Thank you for joining us. We're glad. Guest number 316, thank you so much for coming to the show. Guest 2486, I see you through listening to us online. We're glad to have you. We're talking about, you know what I mean, how do you feel? How do you, the next person that you're with feel? The things that we do and we say at times affect those that are around us, and how do we deal with it? Well, the biggest part about it is growth.
You understand what
I'm saying? And one of the situations I didn't address that I'm going to address right now is somebody who wants everybody stuck in the same mold that they are. You know what I mean? They'll try to hold their child back, figuring, well, since I wasn't this, you ain't going to be that. Or you're in a relationship with somebody who sees you chasing your dreams, and all they're doing is trying to chop it down. The more you chase it, the more they're trying to throw ops. That'll never happen. This will never happen. This and that, yada, yada. Be it your mama, your daddy, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your husband, baby mama, baby daddy, you don't let. The moment you stop dreaming, man, and you stop believing is the moment you stop living, because then you're just going to let life just pass you by. You can't do that.
Preach
man.
It, bruh. Preach it.
You can't do that. Everybody got to believe and dream about something. And to take it from a child, because Tony loves the kids, man. I'm all for the kids, man, you know? But at the same time, even in a relationship, you see your significant other trying to do something, and because of your own insecurities, you just let the weirdest crap roll off your tongue. And all you're thinking about at the end of the day is yourself. Yeah, you ever notice that when you got something to do for people, that person like, come on. But the moment they got something to do for you, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Hit me back. That's that weird shit I be talking about, man.
You
sometimes your own brother is like that. Your own sister is like that.
chopping you down before they help to build you up because of their own insecurities. You know, some of the most ignorant.
What about the people to be chopping you down and they don't even realize they're doing it?
Oh,
man.
Believe me, they realize it because they're hating. Okay, they realize it. They might not act like they don't know what's going on, but believe me, they realize it.
Oh, so now those the fans again, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So don't be fooled,
so
okay?
They just straight hate.
They're straight hating. So don't be fooled about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mispronounced it. I called it Axa Productions. It's actually Asia Productions. Let me make sure I get that right. I like to give people their props. So Asia Productions in the chat room. Yeah, we're going to get it right. And they said it was a good show last night, props. So I think they must be talking about Mr. K. Diddy's Esquire show last night. Mr. K. Diddy Esquire, how was your show last night, sir?
Oh, it was off the chain. I can tell you, it was off the chain. I was there.
Yeah, you got a show on Blog Talk?
Huh?
Does K. Diddy have a show on Blog Talk?
Oh, no, Joe. My man does a live showcase for upcoming
parties. We do a live showcase
on
Saturdays.
Okay.
It was off the chain. Well, I can give you that.
Actually, what we're trying to do is be the Las Vegas' own American Idol type of situation. Well, it's true talk, Joe.
Hmm?
Thought you did your homework. Real talk.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. I hosted it, and
uh-huh.
It was very nice. Very nice.
Live show.
Asia Productions, we see you in the chat room. It's all about loving yourself and loving others. You don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, a lot of times, we all need to take the ego and the pride out of a lot of things we do and, you know what I mean? Watch them defense mechanisms because they start up a world of ish sometimes that's really not even necessary. You understand what I'm saying? You just let the red flags get to flying and you don't know if you're coming or going.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Somebody said, may I have a glass of water? What you mean you want a glass of water? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We got to watch these things. All of us, myself included.
Well,
and another thing is, ain't nobody perfect, man. I don't know how many times we got to stress this for it to be put out there. Ain't none of us walking around here perfect.
Exactly.
I think we need to design and patent some type of self-check mechanism.
Okay.
I like that idea.
I do, too.
You know,
we're going to call it a protect yourself before you wreck yourself, Kip.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, whatever we want to call it. I'm just saying, I think, but if everybody had one of those, you know what I'm saying, before they go to that place where they really say some shit that they have to apologize for, because personally, I know I got some ego issues. I hate to be wrong and I hate to apologize. So therefore, that stopped me from saying some shit that I'd have to apologize for later. So I just don't say nothing. So that's how I keep myself in check.
Okay.
But, you know, we have to figure out, each one of us got to figure out how they check themselves.
Well, you
to
know
keep
what it says,
themselves.
Each one
I guess
teach
that's right.
One. Each one teach one.
You know what? Everybody's been taught how to do that ever since they've been 1 year old. Everybody's going to school. Everybody has parents, and everybody's been telling us, even as a society of Americans, do unto others as you have them do unto you. The thing is, people
before
don't...
Before they do unto you.
Yeah, well, that's the proactive, really aggressive stance, yeah. But people know this, but the reason why they don't do it is because of selfishness. As I said when I first came on the program a few weeks ago, people are selfish, they're stupid, and they have emotional imbalances. And that's why relationships don't work. Selfishness is the primary one because it ties into emotional imbalance. We all know what to do. We all know what not to say. But we don't do it because we're either selfish or we think we get away with it, or we're not thinking because of stupidity, like K. Diddy said before, which was one of my three prongs when I first came on the show weeks ago. We know what to do. We know what not to do. We just don't do it. And that's why you got to set boundaries, because sometimes you're going to be with a person who is maybe 80% cool, 20% shit. and that 20% shit is just so aggravating, you got to get rid of that 80% cool.
He's profound up in here.
Well, that's what the show's about, isn't it?
Yeah. Look at you, Joe. Go. You go, bro.
Well,
Joe, this is for you, brother.
And you don't get that often. But look at you today. I can dig it.
And you take that condescending tone of yours, and you know where to put it.
You know what?
I'm trying to give you a black ass compliment, okay?
Okay?
You know you aren't giving anybody a compliment.
I'm not trying to be condescending.
Yo,
I'm trying to give you a black ass compliment.
Oh, you go, Joyce.
Okay, you know what? Screw you and a slimy ass horse
let me get back to what I was saying before.
Whatever.
Okay. So.
Hold on, y'all. We're going to take a musical break. Yeah, I think that's good right here. We'll be back.
Pretty baby,
Yes, indeed. Can a player play? We back up in the building. You know, KBD Esquire, Lady Joy, your boy Pretty Tone. In the chat room, Asia Productions, DJ Tech 718. What's happening, family? I see you. I see you. I see you trying to get through to us on the Skype, and it ain't coming through clearly, but y'all, you can hear me. So I'm giving you your shout-out, brother. I know you're there. I know you can't get through on the Skype. And Asia Production says, changing attitude within yourself is hard to change when you don't have a good role model to follow. Children are taught not to let anyone get over on them. Well, that's true. You know, children are the innocents, and what we put in them is what they grow up to be. You know what I mean? Mm. Even though sometimes what we put in them, they stray to the opposite of that, but you got to give them a ground to stand on. You understand what I'm saying? We just got to be careful of the things we say, not only to our children, but also to one another.
Ooh.
Because, you know what I mean? The verbal sparring can get out of hand at times.
Hmm.
And it does more harm than it does good, because a lot of us are sensitive and we take things and we lock it in our minds and in our hearts, and we never let things go.
Word.
On some real fish. For real, you know what I mean? It's sort of like meeting a girl and you talking to her and you trying to get to know her, and she telling you something about some brother that hurt her 20 years ago. It's sort of like a sister trying to get to know a brother, telling her about four girlfriends ago, oh, you a Taurus? Yeah, Taurus hurt me about 7 years ago. You got to let that shit go, man.
That's right.
Yeah, no good comes of it. You hold on to old goodbyes, you miss out on new hellos. Yeah, y'all like that.
Get rid of the
y'all
old
like
baggage.
Asia Productions says that words that cut like a knife can never be retrieved, so you must do damage control after they have been said. That is true, and sometimes after they cut, it takes a minute to get that heel stitched up, you know what I'm saying? DJ Tech says, I feel you on that. I'm glad you can hear us, brother. I'm sorry you can't call in. You know what I mean? But, of course, I'm going to give you a shout-out, brother. It's all love here on Can a Player Play. It's what we do, baby. We spread love. So we still here. Oh, hold up. Why do I have Joe? Let me. You know what? There's some kind of conspiracy. Joe, you there, my brother?
You know what? I hope you and I meet in Montana like I'm going to meet Joy. You put me on hold for about 30 freaking years every time there's music to be played.
I'm sorry about that. Hold on.
I was on hold myself.
You there?
No, you weren't, Joy. No, I know. I'm only teasing. Yeah. Why do I have to be put on mute when you play music?
No, we mute everybody. Myself included. That's why we all get so quiet, bro.
Oh,
all
right. Oh,
so that, you know, we don't be hearing the TVs in the background and stuff of that nature. Joy, you back with us. I saw we lost you for a moment.
I'm back,
baby.
Oh, I had got disconnected, but I'm here.
Oh, Joe said he missed you.
I know he did.
And he also said...
I missed his lucky ass, too.
and he also said you disconnected when you connected.
What the fuck ever, you know?
Yeah, you didn't hear that part, did you, Joy? Yeah.
Because, you know, I had something to say to your monkey ass for that shit, okay? Whatever. I know you guys love me and stuff, and I love y'all too. Mm. Okay, that's what we do.
Yep.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
A lesson I want to throw out there is we all need to realize the power of words, man. The words are some, you know... They all know they say sticking stones break our bones, yada, yada, but words are very powerful, man, because the way we communicate is words. The way we express is words. The way we understand things is words. Damn, I need to write that down. That's some deep shit.
Well, I really like, if you hold on to old hellos, you're never going to meet the new, if you hold on to the old goodbyes, you're not ready for the new hellos, that's something you ought to have again.
That's, thank you, Joe. That's deep. Mm-hmm. I'm writing all this down because, you know, I've been just oozing this deep stuff at times.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand what I'm saying? You got to understand what we say.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're putting in is what you're going to get back out. And if you're sowing the seeds of misery in your relationship with your words, the fruits you're going to bear are going to be fruits of misery, brothers and sisters. You know, I'm on the pulpit, but I'm going to get off for a moment because I ain't going to get all biblical and y'all and stuff.
But I want to take that question of yours, Tony. I want to run with it because this is extremely important. How does a person improve the relationship when there is a lot of cutting back and forth? Now, mine, I say, you know, they're extremely hard. I say set boundaries, let the other person go. But outside of that, how does one actually repair that kind of relationship? And that's what I'd like to find out.
Each individual is going to have to put a brakes. We got to, you know, somebody got to initiate. Somebody's going to have to get to the point where, like, you know, enough is enough. And somebody's going to have to initiate the brakes, like, I'm not going to respond to that. What do you mean? I'm just not going to respond to that because we're not talking. We arguing. So if I say left and you say right, I say north, you say south, and this has just been going back and forth, we obviously ain't getting nowhere, right? So somebody got to stop and be like, hold up. Wait a minute. And then another person might take longer than the other person to come where they at, and you have to make up your mind if you have the patience for that.
That's it,
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about left and right, north and south. Forget it. And that person might be like, well, I want to. I'll do it with the damn walls. I'll be over here. And once they catch on to that you're not participating, then y'all can get back to neutral grounds and get to talking about stuff that's actually relevant. Because at the end of the day, too many of us as couples and in relationships and stuff, if you really sit down and evaluate a lot of the shit we sit and argue and talk about, it's bullshit.
That's true. I got you on that.
So somebody going to be like, nah, you're not talking my language on that. So if you're going to sit on the phone and keep going, well, this and this, I thought we talked about that 3 days ago. Why are we back at it again? What, some part, was I speaking French at the time? You didn't get something?
That's what I was saying earlier. People have an ability to let shit go. Because if you truly let it go, you don't come back to it 2 or 3 days later.
And that's what I'm getting to. Because you can set the boundaries, is what you're talking about, Tony. You're saying, we're not going to engage in this anymore. You're setting your boundaries. But the person will just keep on coming back. And I'm asking, how does one live in a relationship like that or make the relationship better so that kind of shit goes away? And I don't know the solution to that.
I don't know. You know what I think, Joe? I think that's like acquired behavior. You know, if you tell somebody, like, in a baseball game, 3 strikes, you're out, those are rules, those are boundaries. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think if more people had those kind of rules and boundaries and stuck to them,
mm-hmm.
people may not like it when it comes to that 4th strike, your ass is out. You know what I'm saying? People might not like, they may not get that 4th strike, but guess what? They respect the fact that you mean what the hell you say. And the next situation, the next relationship they get to come up on boundaries like that, they'll know 1 or 2 things. Either I'm going to stay within those boundaries, or if I step out of that, I know what's going to happen as a result of it.
There you go.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen enough throughout from coast to coast, boundaries from coast to coast or from race to race or from nationality to nationality or from gender.
People don't keep it real, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't hear me say that all the time. People don't keep it real because if you kept it real, you could live within those restraints and that would be that. But people do not.
Yep.
They constantly move their boundaries to satisfy a fit, whatever it is they want to accomplish at that time. So nobody has respect for nobody's boundaries. Because they get that third time, you say don't do it. The second time, you say don't do that shit again. Because you do that shit again, I'm going to do this, 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 this. And then guess what? They do it again, and then you say, well, I told you don't do that shit again, because if you do it again, this is what I'm going to do. But that's what you said the last time, and you didn't do shit then.
So why you made, what makes them think that you're going to do something now? You already lied. You already didn't keep your word.
Mm-hmm. Sound like somebody got an attitude.
No, but that's real talk. I know some people don't understand and don't get all the time, but that's real talk. Because if you was true with yourself, stay within the boundaries that you set, it's only one or two other reactions these other people have, and that's with playing chess. You make a move, they counter that move. So if you don't keep true with what you say, why should they respect them anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you move, I move just like that.
Just like that, baby.
Okay.
When I move, you... Matter of fact, didn't we have a show about that?
Just like that, baby.
When I move, you move. Just like that.
And that's what it's got to be.
Ludicrous, okay?
That's what you got to be. And that's what a relationship got to be about. It's got to be harmony. Because without harmony, there ain't going to be no function. You understand me? Hey, wow. We are down to the last 4 minutes. I just looked up and saw that.
I know, huh?
We've been having fun. DJ Tech, I see you. Asia Productions, I see you. I see all the folks in the chat room. You know, check us out next week again. We come every week and we do this. Tell a player play.
Hey, Diddy
Esquire. Lady Joy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give my man Joe from Montana his props. He's become a very colorful addition to the show. We look forward to hearing
colorful,
from him.
He's colorful, all right.
Uh-huh.
He's colorful,
now,
all right.
Man,
see?
But your boy Pretty Tony here. We're down to the last 3 minutes. Lady Joy, throw the Facebook page out.
Go to Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. Hit me up. I love all my Twitters, my Facebook people, my MySpace, all of that. And even you, Joe, I know you haven't hit me up yet, and don't be scared. I won't bite you. I might pinch a little bit, but I won't bite. Okay?
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything. Nothing. Why? I don't have, you know, I don't always agitate, you know.
Don't be scared.
You got to know. You see? He's taking into account. Let me see how she feels. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you
I'm like, don't be scared. You know,
I ain't scared of you
by any means, bruh.
See, this is what I'm
talking
about.
Course.
You see? I say nothing, and she continues. That's the... oh, God.
And of course, check out KDD Esquire and your boy Pretty Tone, www.worldmovement.com. Come through, check the music out. We got a whole lot going on, the Rising Star Showcase going on, you know. Click on the e-store, support your boy. Buy a copy of my book. You know, we got a new book coming too, but get a copy of the books that are readily available. You know, play a step your game up. It's for all the players out there who are trying to play and don't know the rules. And Playerologies, it's for the everyday fella just trying to step his game up. You know what I mean? The new one going to drop real soon. And, man, we love y'all. And I hope y'all love us in return.
Oh, for sure.
So here's how we're going to leave out of here. Joe, I look forward to hearing from you next week, brother.
Hey. I was on the stage talking about your ass last night.
Huh?
Say that again?
What?
I said, Joe, she loves you like, because I forgot to tell you, she was on the stage talking about your ass last night, how you get on that damn nerve.
It was... why you want to lie like that? You know what?
Look at Joe Diddy starting this. Boy, I tell
you,
he's starting
shit like he always does.
Hey, Diddy,
I
don't believe
you. Life and shit.
I don't believe you.
Whatever. Okay. I got y'all
back.
I love you guys.
Take care, Joy. Come on back next week, y'all, 2:30. Right here. We out. Peace, love.
take a step, feel it replaceable, listen to Beyonce. Well, okay, I put you out on your B-Day. Now if you rockin' with we say, there's room in the bank, maybe we say, I got game like EA, but I wanna let you play. And don't I treat you like a new flow, don't I look at you like I see a new day. And don't I